Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I'm getting started to catch a little anxiety now, though, man.
We got a bus trip to plan, ladies and gentlemen. We got a real one to plan. Eagles 37, Rams 20. This football team is 9-2. They have won 7 straight football games, and they may have the MVP of the NFL on their team, and his name is Saquon Barkley. Welcome on in. So much talk about it today. 215-592-9494. As Hugh Douglas, the Eagles go down to Los Angeles, go out to Los Angeles last night and dominate. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, for all y'all cats sliding in my DMs and leaving me twits, hair grows back. So, you know, that does not faze me. Mm. You know, you're talking about how I might have to shave and all this other stuff. Hair grows back. Just like I grew this beard, I've shaved it off before. And it grew back, and I grew another one. So there's that. So, you know, y'all ain't hurting my feelings or anything like that telling me that I might have to shave because, hell, I agreed to it. And if it gets us to New Orleans, so be it. So hair grows back.
Well, and the team I'm watching right now, Hugh Douglas, looks like it has a legitimate and real and every week stronger chance and stronger case to get to New Orleans. They go to Los Angeles last night, and you and I both said on the pregame show, this feels like a tricky game. It just feels like a tricky game against a team with a good quarterback, 2 good receivers, a young defense. Like, it had all the elements of maybe the Eagles would drop their first in a while. It had all those elements. And, you know, for about a half, it felt like, all right, we go back and forth. And then there's a theme that's playing out here, Hugh, and it keeps playing out week after week after week. The Eagles wear teams down on both sides of the football, but specifically on the offensive side because of their offensive line and this running back. And let me just say it now. I'll say it now. An hour from now, we might do a little eulogy here. I was dead wrong. I mean, when the Eagles signed Saquon Barkley, I said, wow, amazing player, great player, but he's a running back, right? Like, well, how much difference could he make? He makes a big difference. Right now, you know, Hugh, I wanted to wait to say this because I wanted to give this some time to breathe in terms of just watching him play over the course of the season. Mm-hmm. But, Hugh, I'm ready to say it now. After 255 yards, after 302 yards from scrimmage last night.
He went yah-yah last
night. I got to say, Hugh, I'm ready to put him in a category. My lifetime, since I've been on this earth, there have been a group of running backs that stood above everybody else. It was Walter Payton. It was Emmitt Smith. It was Barry Sanders. It was LaDainian Tomlinson. It was Adrian Peterson. Last year, I felt that Christian McCaffrey entered that territory, and I'm ready to put Saquon Barkley there now. We're watching all-time stuff. He's on pace to break the all-time rushing record. This is incredible. I didn't think he'd make this much of a difference. I was so wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. Right now, if I had a vote, he's the NFL MVP.
You know what the wild thing about it, and I just thought about this, Joe. You're talking about a guy who's in his sixth year in the NFL.
I think it's seventh.
Seventh year.
Yeah,
seventh, whatever it is. This is for all the Giants fans. He wasted away in New York. He wasted away with the Giants for 6 seasons. And he has been here and has, in one season, has been rejuvenated. You know what he looked like last night? You know what last night to me looked like? Saturday. And what I mean by that, people, for y'all that understand, it looked like a Saturday college football game. He looked like Ashton Jeanty out there running, and that's the running back for Boise State for people that don't know. He looked like him out there running against, you know, college kids. He's having fun. His personality is that. Like, I never knew he had that much. We always heard about him having personality. Yep. But now you're starting to hear stories about him and his college days and how, you know, unassuming he's always been, how low-key he's always been, how humble he's always been. And he's gotten with a good team. And he's shown no signs of slowing down. You know what? Last night, he had one run. The one run where he got hit in the hole. And Coach Sirianni, they cut a pan of pitcher to him on the sideline. And Coach Sirianni looked like he was about to cry. And after that, I started looking at his runs. Joe, you know, the thing about Saquon Barkley that I've seen over the last couple weeks, and I had to think about this for a minute, is that he doesn't take a whole lot of hard hits.
Well, he almost delivers more punishment.
He's more of a punishing runner. And even with that, like I think back about some of the running backs you're talking about, AP. AP used to let people have it, and he used to get hit a lot at the line. I remember Sean Alexander. He used to be a physical-type runner. About time Saquon gets hit, he's already 6 yards into the backfield of the opposing defense. And a lot of those corners, as we like to know, that we do know, they make business decisions. Mm-hmm. He's not taking that kind of punch. I say all that to say this. I'm long talking a little bit, y'all. Let me cook. He's not taking that punishment that you're worried about. And every week that he runs the ball, this man looks rejuvenated. I'm not worried about next year. I think that he'll be fine. I think the way that he works out, he'll be fine. Man, he looks unbelievable.
It's remarkable we're watching right now. 215-592-9494. Eagles 37, Rams 20. They've won 7 games in a row. Some of the numbers seem fake. Like when I read them, I'm like, wait, is this real?
This is like the Madden game.
It is. So Saquon Barkley right now is averaging 149.9 yards per game from scrimmage, okay? The NFL record for a season is 143.3. If he stays on this pace, he's going to break the rushing record. He's going to break the yards from scrimmage record. He is 608 yards away from 2,000. They have 6 games to go. Like, it's all right there. Saquon.
Let him break it. I had a thought this morning.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Man,
that man run. Because you don't get where he is right now is probably where he thought he would have been when he was with New York and had the opportunity to do that. Let him go. Let him go.
This is, you know, I think you said this actually the day we had the discussion of whether or not he could be a true difference maker in terms of wins and losses. Hugh, you compared, I think it was you. Remember that day the comparison of the show came up to 04 TO. It does have some of those vibes. I mean, he has taken this team, which was obviously talented, but it's added an element that is unstoppable. And then you add in, and I want to make sure we give credit to everyone here, and we'll get to all your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Hugh, you add in 2 more elements last night. The defense, which just continues to be outstanding. Like,
my take about to join yours.
Yeah, we're lowering them right in the ground. Yeah, it's on life support. It is it's flatlining here. Hugh, that defense last night. The Rams moved the ball early, right? First couple drives, they moved the football. Kyron Williams had the fumble, which obviously helped the Eagles. But after that, they just clamped down. 0-for-8, the Rams were on third down. Vic Fangio, man. And last night, we can't say it was a rookie quarterback. We can't say it was a bad quarterback.
It was a veteran guy.
It was Matthew Stafford, who's got a Hall of Fame case. It was 2 big-time receivers. It was Sean McVay. Didn't matter.
And real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Big Play Slay. I know he got a lot of heat last year for having the take about not tackling and getting concussed. Mm. He made some he's been tackling the last couple of weeks, man, so much so that there hasn't been a game in the last couple of weeks where he hasn't been out because he's been trying to tackle folks.
Yeah, he put his body on the line.
He put his body on the line, man. So I just wanted to give him a shout-out because I know he took a lot of heat last year for some of the comments he had. Yesterday, he you could tell when Slay's not out there how different this team is, man, and he got hurt, so wishing him a speedy recovery.
They did everything last night. They got after the quarterback. They ran the football as good as anybody in the NFL. They have as good of a player as anyone in the NFL right now in Saquon. Jalen played a really, really good game, efficient, got away from sacks. They did everything, and they won the game by 3 scores on the road. This is a special football team right now. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts after the game, the winning quarterback, about the team, the game, and, of course, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon, tonight he set an NFL record. He has the most yards from scrimmage in the first 11 games with a new team, 1702. For yourself, though, having to shoulder so much of the running game of the past years, you mentally, what does that give you, knowing that you got a guy, honestly, to turn it, you can hand it that guy 20 times, and it doesn't, you know, have to wear and tear on you. You don't have to shoulder the load.
I think it gives me some time on the back end. he's a hell of a player. You know, I think we're fortunate. I know we're fortunate to have him. I'm fortunate to have him. He's playing his tail off, and he's having fun. And I think that's the winning is the most important thing. It's probably the second most important thing. But it's relative. But the different, it just added a new dimension for us, you know, and we just have to continue to build off of that. You know, I think just continue to build.
Well, they're building. I mean, seven straight wins is building as much as you can during a season. They have been not just winning these games, they've been dominant, outgaining these teams by hundreds of yards every game. Let's hear from Sirianni on Saquon and what he sees watching this kid play.
Coach, Saquon, man, went crazy tonight. Just what did you guys see coming in to know that you'll be able to attack this Rams run defense?
Good. That's a really good defensive line and a good defense. I got a lot of respect for Chris Shula. Had the opportunity to interview him for a job a couple years ago. Got so much and worked with him, so a ton of respect for that. And I've worked with Greg Williams, great coach before, Giff Smith, all those guys. So I know they got good players and they got good, really good coaches. You know, Saquon's a special player. Offensive line played special against a very good, that's a good defensive line. It's a very good defensive line. And we came into this game knowing that we had our hands full with them. So hats off to our players. And that's a good scheme. I think Chris did a good job of mixing things up, making it hard for us to know what's to get a beat on things. And we were able to hit a couple home runs. Saquon has that ability to hit home runs. And so sometimes that's how it goes. You get some short gains, boom, home run. And Saquon's that type of player. And our offense line did a good job at handling the
Saquon is that kind of player. He has that ability to hit those home runs as well as anyone I've ever seen. I mean, Barry Sanders, LaDainian Tomlinson, AP could do it. But Saquon, with this offensive line, this is remarkable. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the win, Saquon Barkley, who, by the way, now has the third shortest odds for NFL MVP. He is remarkable.
He jumped, didn't he?
It was 150-1 like 3 weeks ago. He's remarkable. He's a difference maker. And I'm so happy that I was dead wrong on Saquon.
It's okay to be wrong, dog.
We're wrong every day. I'm wrong
every
all the time.
Day.
It's not okay.
It is.
We're trying to grow here, Kyle. We're trying to grow. Man, I love watching Saquon play. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as the Eagles win in L.A. by 3 scores?
So I don't know what it was about last night, like, because it was just one win, but it almost kind of snuck up on me that we're 9-2 and we have a legitimate Super Bowl season on our hands all of a sudden. And maybe it's just because we talk about so many different things with this team, but to go into L.A., and I know the Rams don't have a great record, but Stafford's a damn good quarterback. Mm-hmm. They have a good offense. Like, they're a decent team, a playoff contending team. And the way that we just physically dominated them was, it was had to have been the most complete win of the entire season for this Eagles team. And, like, as somebody who's been trying to get an elite running back on this team for a long time now, like, last night, and really the entire season, is the difference you see. Because we have a great O-line, and other running backs can be efficient. They can have good yards per carry numbers behind this O-line. But Saquon, man, he can hit a home run on any given play, and he has completely changed this offense. Like, this might be the most dynamic rushing attack I've ever seen for a Philadelphia Eagles team. And it's like, I truly believe we can ride this thing all the way to a Super Bowl. So let's gas up the bus, baby. Eastbound and down.
Loading up and trucking, Hugh?
Come on, Hugh.
A couple weeks ago, I've always been on the Super Bowl train when it came to this team.
Bus.
Well, you know what I mean. But now the thought, watching that game last night.
Yep.
I was like, damn.
Feels real now.
About to ride to Louisiana. Mm-hmm. With 50 crazy ass Eagle fans, damn.
So the thought and we'll go to the phones here in a second.
50 seems light right now.
Yeah, it does. We're gonna have to find ways. Like, this might have to be a lottery system to give away these tickets. 215-589-29494.
What the hell I didn't got myself into?
A heck of a lot of fun is what I say. All right, you know what hit me last night?
That's what you say now.
It's gonna be great. You know what hit me last night? Might sound crazy, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If Jalen plays smart and doesn't make mistakes, this home run hitter in the backfield, that receiver, I mean A.J. Brown, we didn't even have Devontae Smith last night, the defense, the way it's playing, it's almost hard to think of them losing now. Like, if they play well, if they play their game, they'd have to go up. The only way I see them losing games the rest of the season is if they just happen to see one or two other teams in the whole league that might be a scotch better. But, like, down the stretch of the season, when they play the Steelers, that'll be billed as a tough game. They should beat them, right? The Ravens this coming week, that'll be billed as a tough game. But I don't see why they don't go to Baltimore and beat them. Right now, what don't they do well? They stop you on third down. They get after the quarterback. They take the ball away. They don't turn it over. They run it. They throw it. I mean, right now, there's not anything after the game you say, that was, like last night, what's the weakness? I didn't see one thing last night that was a weakness.
You know what jumped out to me? And you know we get to talk to him every week, Jordan Mailata. Jordan Mailata last night was out there, little boy, in Jerry Burse. A couple times where he just threw him down, and I'm ad-libbing, and I hope he's on the show tonight. I hope he's on the Players Club tonight because I want to ask him, because it looked like a couple times he told Jared, hey, sit down, little boy. This is a grown man's game, right? That's what he looked like he was saying when he laid him down on the ground. And then Jared Verse came back, and he set Jordan on his ass. That was a physical game last night. Braden Fisk, those cats were bringing it up front. That was probably the best defensive line you faced all year long.
And they ran for 300-plus yards on
Yes. So I watched that game last night. I had a couple thoughts running through my head. If you know who watched that game last night, the Detroit Lions.
Sure did.
And you know what they said when they watched that physical game being played? We got a problem. Like, I don't care. All the Detroit fans that wanted to call in last week with all that bravado about Detroit, You watched the real football team last night, and I know that you thought, if you thought in your heart of hearts, the way y'all been blowing teams out, you know you got your hands full with that Eagles team.
It feels like a collision course. I know you did. All right, 215-592-9494.
You're going to mess around and find
out. Why hasn't Cy Reddick been on four other freaking football teams?
It was exciting to watch, man. They looked to me last night. In one game, with that game being as physical as it was, they looked unbeatable.
That's the feeling I had. Like, how did they lose? Yeah. If they play like that, if they play that way, then we're
I'm not worried about going to Detroit. Indoors, outdoors, Detroit need to be worried about us.
I like that. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Let's get to the phone lines here. Reactions to the Eagles win. Saquon Barkley, if I had a ballot in front of me right now, I'd put him number one. He's the MVP of the league. He has been the best football player in the NFL this year. I believe that now after seeing the 11 games. Last night was exclamation point. We're watching again. I waited on this, but I now put him in that class. Peyton, Smith, Sanders, Tomlinson, Peterson, McCaffrey, Saquon. The best backs I've ever seen. He belongs in that class. He's been that amazing. The defense was excellent again last night. Jalen was really good again last night. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done.
That was so terrible.
That's all right. Just sing it proud, Chris, because we're going to Louisiana.
I
mean, Chris,
I love you. Got no room to talk, buddy.
Yeah, Chris, come on, Chris. We got
living in this big blue world.
We got cuts of Hugh.
Yeah.
That was terrible, though.
Dog, listen, I don't care. I don't care.
I know you don't. That's the great. That's the best part about it. You don't care.
All the way down there, singing my heart out. I'll be right behind you. I'll be right behind you and Ike. Because you know what? You tell us.
I can tell you.
Tell your boy.
I can tell you right now. I can't come. Hey, that I can't come.
We'll drive by his house in Jersey.
We're picking him up. We're picking him up.
I can't ride, man. I can tell you that right now. Ike is not riding.
Chris, what are you feeling this morning?
Guys, dude, there's so much going on here. It's unbelievable. The Eagles' defense is living up to its expectations, all right? Hugh's going to be babyface. The 2000 Ravens take is showing true. I mean, my God. I mean, Quinion is just, I mean, he totally ghosts an entire side of the field. Joe, I was sharing the same brain with you when I was kind of collecting my thoughts for what I was going to talk about today. I made a list of some of the all-time greatest running backs I've ever seen, and we share the same sentiment there. And, guys, I have a message to the Eagles fans, all right? All the Eagles fans out there, just sit back and soak in every minute of each game that we get to watch this Barkley play. Appreciate that you're watching one of the greatest players to ever play the game. He is that good. And, guys, this is the thing, and I have one last point here, and then, Hugh, I really am going to leave this with a question for you, and I sincerely want your responses. So what he does to defensive players is he takes their heart and soul every time they encounter him. Whether it's you see him stiff-arm a guy to the ground, he trucks somebody with a shoulder, he reverse hurdles people. I mean, my God. And then And then when they try to tackle him, they just get flat embarrassed. So, guys, what I want to leave you with on the way out is a question to you. Hugh, please share your sentiments with this. What does that do when you encounter that player? What does it do to your morale, and what does it do to the defense's morale? Guys, have a great Monday. Take care.
You got it, Chris. How about that?
Well, you – it's funny that he asked me that because I'm having shades of Barry Sanders – when he was running down the field and all I saw was the back of his jersey.
And you were 40 yards behind him.
40, respectfully. It's one of those things where you know you're he's at the point now where you know he's going to get his. You just want to try to minimize the damage. I think last night the Rams went into that game saying, hey, we're going to play physical. We know Saquon's probably going to get his, not to the level he got it last night. What, he had like 300 all-purpose yards or something crazy?
302,
like that?
Yeah.
Good Googly.
I mean, 300 yards in a game for one player. Think about all the great Eagles.
One man game.
Think about all the great skill players that have played here over the years, right? That have had moments or careers, whether it be Westbrook or Shady or, I mean, obviously some of the great receivers, T.O., A.J. No one's ever done that, Hugh. 300.
One man game. You know he's going to get his. But last night, it was something different. Like I said, you know, I always used to make a joke when I was playing. Everybody watching. Especially when you're the only game in town. And I used to always say in the locker room that young lady who, when you wrote her that letter, do you like me, yes or no? And she put no, she's watching that game. And she's wishing now that she would have stamped yes instead of no in that booth on that little letter.
You know what? Because Saquon's from here, that person may be listening right now. It's really hitting them.
No, it
that young
home.
Lady.
When you have games like that, you think about all those people in your past that looked at you and thought that you would amount to nothing.
You
and
really
be like,
are
look
petty.
At me now.
The young lady is the Giants
petty.
Here? Is that what
this is? That could be.
No,
yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, and like this is. I used to say this on a Monday night game, Sunday night game, whatever. Remember that. That's what motivates you because there's somebody out there that didn't think he was going to amount to nothing in life.
And now look at him.
Look at me now. That was a look at me now game.
Well, it's kind of a look at me now game for all the Eagles. For Nick Sirianni.
Man, N'Kobe
who's
D.
seven wins in a row since he shaved his head. For N'Kobe, for Jalen, for Saquon.
Who's the crazy one now, people?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Joe.
Who's the lunatic now?
Still might be a lunatic, but he's got the team
rolling. He still could be that. But
he coached a good game last night. Really good.
They're balling,
They're
man.
Playing great. All right, 215-592-9490. For your phone calls, all show seven straight wins for your Eagles on the back of potential league MVP Saquon Barkley. We're loading up that bus eastbound
Lord
and down.
Have mercy.
Yeah, you get ready. All right, all your phone calls coming up. 215-592-9494. Your calls, the Merrill Montage next. And we'll hear from Lane Johnson on what it's like to block for Saquon as Hugh goes through the mental gymnastics of a bus trip to Louisiana. 215-592-9494. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I could talk about the great job of the offensive line, but how much easier is it for the offensive line when you have a running back like Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, I mean, he's a truly dynamic player. I mean, you've had multiple weeks to see that. And, you know, we stay consistent with the run. You know, had some stops early, but eventually those creases hit. Huge plays. You know, we controlled the clock there in the second half. Defense played a really good job against Stafford. You know, great receiving core. And really, you know, the Rams have a good D-line, man. But, you know, good execution by everybody. Glad to have him on my team, you know, after all these years.
And so is everyone in Philadelphia. What a night for Saquon. Lane Johnson put into perspective there. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard as we react to the win. Saquon Barkley, not just having a night, but having a career night for him, one of the greatest nights in Eagles history, and one that now shoots him right up the MVP conversation. Hugh, 3 weeks ago, Saquon was 150-1. On FanDuel to be the NFL MVP this year. We wake up this morning, he's plus 650. The only guys ahead of him right now are Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. That's it. Right now, Saquon is the third shortest odds to win the MVP. And you know what? Hugh, it makes sense. He's played at that level, and last night was just like an exclamation point on the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, last night was one of those games where people look at it and they'd be like, wow. Like, you've probably heard people talk about Saquon Barkley's contribution to the Eagles. And, you know, whatever region you live in, you might not be able to see a whole lot of Eagles game. Last night, you saw it. It was on full display. And he acted a whole donkey last night.
Well, it's the home runs. I mean, he ended the game with the run that put him over the top for his career high. But I thought the game was won on the 70-yarder to start the second half. They had Melissa Stark's her name, but she was interviewing McVay after halftime. And I think his last words here, we need a stop here. He wanted a stop on the first drive and then get the football back and have the Rams obviously score the first play of the second half. It's a 70-yard touchdown, and the game was basically over at that point. I mean, I know it was a little more back and forth, but when the Eagles got up two scores, I was like, oh, they're going to pull away now. That's it. They got this thing. What a night for Saquon, the defense. Jalen Hurts played really well. Unfortunately, BG got hurt. We'll talk more about that. And now the Eagles without him. But it's a great night. We'll get to the Merrill montage in a few minutes. First, though, phone lines. Chuck is up first on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, between the three of you guys, the three are very cerebral. Help me out here.
Cerebral.
Because they buried the freaking Giants for taking this kid number two. Refresh my memory. What great quarterbacks did they pass over? Maybe they did pass over.
Oh, they did. Yeah, that was Josh Allen. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson were in that draft.
No, I'm talking about the Giants when they drafted Barkley.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. The year that Barkley was drafted two, Josh Allen went 6 or 7, and Lamar went 32 or 31,
yeah,
whatever it was.
They got a quarterback.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. The Bills quarterback.
Oh.
Okay, all right, you got me. All right, let me say this to you. He'd be tough to pass off, but all right, I'll buy that because they were brutalized in the press. They really were.
Well, but I mean, I think there's two parts to it. Is he a great player? Yes. Should a team that doesn't have a quarterback take a running back? It's a separate thing. But, Chuck, it all led to him here. So, like, I'm glad they took him.
I am, too. But listen, you know, when you're sitting and you watch this, it's a shame that game was on so late at night because I'm sure a lot of people didn't get a chance to see it. Because coming out at the half, the first play when he runs that, how he ran that play in for a touchdown, it was just something to behold. And I mean that. You're going to remember this game for a while. It was just a great, great game to watch.
And it might be the one, Chuck, and Chuck, good phone call. We appreciate it. It might be the one where it kind of hit everyone that, hey, where's the weakness, right? Like, last night I didn't see one weakness on the Eagles. You know, we've discussed a lot the passing game, but I thought Jalen played well last night, Hugh. He didn't have Devontae. We know they didn't ask him to throw it 30 times, right, because they were running it so much. But, Hugh, I thought Jalen played really well last night in what he was asked to do. And then, I don't know, there were probably 6 or 7 times he was pressured, and he got away all but one time and made positive plays out of it.
Yeah, I think Jalen, to me, last night, looked comfortable. He looked comfortable with what they were asking him to do. Now, there was a few plays where you're looking at, you were wondering what Kellen Moore was trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
No question about that. But Jalen did everything that I needed him to do. My biggest concern last night going into this game, and I stressed it on the show yesterday, Joe, was I felt like there were going to be times where Jalen held the ball too long and allowed that pass rush to get there. Now, he held the ball for a little bit of time, but it didn't. It wasn't detrimental to it.
When he ran and picked up positive yards on those plays.
Yeah. So that was a positive. They looked dominant last night, you know, and that says a lot when you talk about the way that damn defense. Boy, last night, I'm thinking about N'Kobe Dean on that blitz.
Woo!
Where he destroyed that running back.
Oh, my goodness. He just knocked him right over.
Yeah, he destroyed that running back, man. I had to send a young buck a pound this morning, you know, the fist emoji, just to say, you know, like, damn. I mean, he's out there balling. And it's one of those things that when you look at it, confidence is a hell of a motivator. When you're out there as a defense and you know what you're doing, it makes your job so much easier. Zach Bond last night played his ass off in the cover game. Mm. In the cover game. You know, so it's – this defense is playing well. That's what I said last night. And I'm not just talking because it's the Eagles. They look complete.
They did.
They look complete. And I know he didn't show up in the stat sheets a whole lot, but Jalen Carter's a problem.
Oh, well, they're double-teaming him like 80% of his snaps. He's still making an impact, even though that's happened. They do look complete. They looked excellent last night. They've outgained in the last seven games their opponents by like 1,200 yards. Like these games aren't even close. The only games that got kind of close were they screwed up, right? Jake Elliott missed a bunch of field goals. Sirianni's going for two every other time. Like, the only games that have been close have been because of weird circumstances. Otherwise, they've just dominated teams for seven straight weeks here. Chuck from Mount Airy is up. Hey, Chuck. Chuck?
Moment too big for Chuck.
Chuck, the moment's never too big for Chuck.
This is very surprising.
It is surprising. Chuck goes back on hold. The moment is not too big for Black Gritty. He's up on WIP. Black Gritty!
So, guys, before I even get started, I appreciate you, Gilio, for taking account and apologizing and being a man that stands up for his convictions, because most people over there don't do that. I remember somebody over there at radio station, sure, after you come, Jaden Daniels this and Jaden Daniels that, and 5 years this and 5 years that. But I need you to do me one favor. You need to go into the kitchen that's right across from where you sit during the next break and throw salt over your shoulder. Because I remember when you said about the Phillies, the greatest thing you've ever seen gives me cause to pause. I believe it. But please go throw salt over your shoulder. And you, make sure he does it. Please watch this man throw salt over his shoulder.
You know what? Shut up. You know what? I'll do it in the studio. And then, you know, if Ike is mad there's salt by his seat, we'll blame you, okay?
Thank you, sir. Please and thank you. Now let me get down to it. Saturday, you get on that bussin'. I tell you what. Saquon might be towing that bus down there. If we break down, we know we got a horse to carry us, bro. That man's got all the cylinders in. And A.J. Brown, I mean, they double-teamed him, triple-teamed him. He was still out there juking and moving. It's just so impressive to watch somebody's will get withered away. I mean, my goodness gracious. It's just, you can go out there and hit your head against the wall. The call earlier said nobody was up to watch it. I know who was watching it. The entire NFL was watching it. Every single player was sitting there watching the Eagles dominate. You know why I felt so good? Because it was like I was watching Madden. They kept throwing up all these graphics and numbers, and I'm like, is this my life? Is this real? Did I just let my kid play all rookie on Madden? Because how do you get these numbers? Especially in the second half, which just shows, again, you are wearing people out. It feels so good. And Quinn Young gave up a late touchdown. Those refs suck. They tried to give him touchdowns and points every chance they got. And the Eagles still got the job done convincingly. Last night was the happiest I've been in a very, very long time watching football. Guys, it's so good.
It is. Black Gritty, it's great.
You doing, crying?
What?
He's bad enough. You get on that bus.
I'm thinking I don't want to get on this bus.
Oh, you have no choice, buddy.
Black Gritty making it weird.
We're going to drag you on this bus.
Oh, you're on this bus. You're sitting front seat.
I'm the only one singing. We doing it, guys. Tell your brother. Get it going. Let me calm down real quick. Also, since Joe Gilio was being an adult, I will say you've been doing a very good job, Nick, since you went crazy, and you haven't gotten in the way, and I appreciate your service. You guys have a great day and a great week. Go, man!
You too, Black
Gritty.
I like
how he said, since you went crazy.
So they're 7-0 with a point differential over 100 since Sirianni shaved his head. I mean,
yeah, it did. He had a moment.
And the team's had plenty of moments since.
You know what's funny? And this is a week-to-week thing, and next week it might change, but this week, I think he does deserve an extension.
Oh, now you're ready to do it?
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Wow, it took one win over the Rams for you to flip to extension.
That was a convincing win. See, because here's the thing for an ex-player.
Mm-hmm.
Is you see there's so much going on in that game that you that is going on that most people don't see. I saw a physical confrontation last night. That game, but man, listen. My shoulders was hurting this morning.
Just when watching I woke up
from watching it. Because I'm like, ooh.
I mean, some of the blocks, there was one where Dickerson took a linebacker and must have shoved him five yards and then dropped him.
You don't understand, because at the beginning of the game, the Eagles were the bullies. They were the aggressors. That Rams defensive line, they answered the bell. And they were swapping blows, like they said in NASCAR, swapping paint. They were swapping paint last night. And hats off, they're going to be okay. Once they figure out all the other stuff they get going, they get some secondary help or whatever.
Sure.
Good thing they weren't all right last night. But
we were
respect,
better, yeah.
Yes. That young defensive line that they got,
That makes what the Eagles were able to do even better.
They ran
for 300 on that group. They've got real players up there. Let's hear how it sounded last night on WIP. The Merrill montage as the Eagles go and win 37-20 in L.A.
If the Eagles are going to have the best conference record and number one seed, this game against the Rams is a big game.
Hurts back to Barkley, and Barkley just drags people with him. Back to Barkley again. Barkley takes it to the outside. He's at the 35 and steps out of bounds at the 30. I don't know how he regained his balance. He looked like he was about to hit the ground. He was like at a 90-degree angle. Hurts. This time, gives off to Barkley, who tries to sweep, comes across the 30, carries people down with him. Boy, is he tough. Hurts. He's looking, he is firing, and it is caught for a touchdown! A.J. Brown! Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush. He's hit! They've got him!
BT.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham! He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
We have reached the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 13-7. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley! 70 yards.
He was shot out of a cannon.
He fires. He completes it. And running is Barkley down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15.
He's a hell of a player. He's the best in the league. He's the best at what he does.
It goes to Gainwell. He wiggles to the 5. He's into the touchdown. He's in for the touchdown.
You're not going to lose a lot with Kenny G.
Stafford hands off inside. And getting trapped and dropped and thrown back this time is William.
Brandon Graham once again, Merrill. He is the first guy there. He's the disruptor. It's BG getting into the Rams' backfield once again.
Back goes Stafford. Here comes the rush. They've got him again! There is Milton Williams.
Yeah, this offensive line cannot block the Eagles' bigs up front.
He gets it to Barkley, who cuts outside. He's at the 40, the 50, the 40. He's going to go again. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards.
How good is that guy?
That is an all-time Eagles record, breaking the record of Shady McCoy. He is breaking it. He buried it. Oh, my goodness. And the final score, the Eagles 37, the Rams 20.
There's some awesome Merrill calls in there. Merrill was pumped last night.
You know what I just thought about?
What's that?
Saquon Barkley has went into the Eagles Hall of Fame in one season.
Do you know where else he might have gone in one season? He might have jumped from talented to Canton. Like his career is back in that. When he was drafted, that was the idea, right? You draft a running back that high, he could be that great. And he had a great rookie year. After this year, if he breaks the NFL rushing record and they win a Super Bowl, he's going to Canton.
If he wins an MVP as a running back in the year 2024, like.
Well, has there ever been a running back in the NFL that won the MVP that didn't end up in Canton? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Peterson will be a Hall of Famer. Right? Obviously, Barry Sanders Hall of Famer, Marshall Faulk Hall of Famer.
Well, Sean Alexander, probably not.
Alexander. Okay, we got one. I agree with you. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Pull that back a little bit. Hall of Fame. Wow. NBA, Eagles Hall of Fame. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not a Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, that's
you
a lot.
Are you trying to take
the
baton
as the Saquon hater on the show?
Amazing how I've become a hater.
No, I never hated on him.
Sit up here.
Nah, I bet you guys hated him.
No. Hold on. I
just sat up here and put the man in the Hall of Fame.
You hate Saquon, Hugh. Just admit
it. Boy, I tell you, we talking about
he didn't bury one
bad take and then picked up and resurrected another one.
Let me try to teach you about the impact of a great running back.
You're about to teach me about the Oh, Lord.
I've been trying to tell you for months.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
This guy is a difference maker. Are you watching these games? My goodness.
Yes, I am.
All right,
yes,
Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Kyle, Joe, and the crew. What's going on?
Bruce, what's up?
Man, I don't know what's not up. Look, I'm just going to start off with this real quick before I get into the game. Joe, man, I am disappointed in you.
What did I do?
Just like I get on Hugh, man, I listened to the pregame show yesterday when you went plant-based on the freaking Eagles, man.
I did. I was wrong.
Whoa. Really?
I picked the Rams.
He picked the Rams, so you got to come up with an additional apology about that.
I'm not going to apologize for a prediction. Who cares?
The way he felt the game was going to go was kind of warranted. We didn't know what Jalen was going to do, but Jalen balled out.
Well, the concern was with Devontae not being in the lineup.
Well, sure, of course, yeah.
But that was legit. But I kept telling y'all, I said that during last week. I said, number one, the intangible is going to be a home away from home game. The other two things that they were going to dominate in was the running game and the defense. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. This is, again, the Eagles are almost like a version of a Baltimore Ravens Y2K 2.0. This is what we're looking at, and you could just see it yesterday. You could see it yesterday. Now I tell you, you know, the secondary. I'm just so, these guys are so awesome, and it's just unbelievable how they play. But look, I wanted to just throw this at you all too,
mm-hmm.
and I'm noticing something, right? One of the things that if you look at the play set of the Eagles in the first half, right, and it's almost like a pattern, and I think one of the reasons why they don't score and they're not as dominant on the ground in the first half is that they don't show their hand. If you look in the second half go back and look at a couple of the games, they change up their blocking schemes and they're doing more wham blocks with the tight ends and trap blockers. They get more exotic in the second half to unleash Barkley, whereas in the first half, they're using him more in a conventional fashion and getting more of the passing game, to utilize the passing game. But check that out. I'm telling you, that's the way they have been used. That's the way they have been they've been so successful in the second halves of the game on the ground. But check it out and tell me what you think.
Well, Bruce,
that.
We will. And what's incredible last night, Hugh, is it seemed like the Rams. Good call, Bruce. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I've been up and down all year predicting games. I was wrong. I mean, the Eagles have been they've been better than I thought they were the whole time. And I might just not pick against them the rest of the year. I mean, what's the difference? They have shown now that when they play their game, no one could beat them. But there was one thing last night, Hugh, they highlighted on the broadcast. The Rams tried to go to that five-man front, and it didn't matter. It almost feels like no matter what defenses throw at them, they can run on anybody.
Yeah, it just feels like nobody has an answer for Saquon Barkley at this point.
And the offensive line.
And you know what? This reminds me of old school running back one-on-one is where, you know, the running game doesn't really pay a whole lot of dividends in the first half.
But then the second half,
Woo. Man, that's old school football right there. And it's working out to the Eagles' favor big time.
The other thing that struck me last night, and we'll get to all your phone calls, 215-592-9494, they just have more good players than almost every team. And you know, as I look at the rest of the NFL, the only other team I think you could say like has that many great players probably would be Kansas City, Detroit. I don't think Buffalo has as many as these other teams. They're just really good. But like, just line it up. They're just and this is a Howie Roseman thing. I mean, look, Sirianni deserves credit for how he's coached them, but boy, they have a lot of great football players. And I'll give Elliott credit for this. He said on the pregame as he made his prediction last night. He said it was kind of a weird game, tough spot out there. They're a pretty good team. But he said the Eagles just have more star players, and star players make star plays. And that's what last night felt like. Like, A.J. Brown made some star plays. Saquon Barkley made, like, 10 star plays. They have star offensive linemen. They have stars on now young guys on the defense. Dude, they just have so many good players.
Yeah, they do. And they're playing with a lot of confidence. I think it's understated about how much confidence these guys are playing with. It's unfortunate that BG got hurt, man, because last night, I'm not going to lie, I was a little jealous the way that he was out there balling.
He was so good, too.
Out there at 36 years old, turning the corner the way that he was turning it and blowing quarterbacks up the way that he was, man. It was great to see the guy go out there like that, man. It was just unfortunate that the outcome was, I think it was on a chip block where he tore his triceps. The rehab for that, man, is tough because it's like, what, you got to have the surgery. Then it's like 6 to 8 weeks, I think. No, it's probably longer than that, where you just have to keep your arm in a certain spot just so that it could heal. And then the rehab, you know, you just got to strengthen that arm back up. But it's going to be interesting to see what BG decides to do.
Yeah, his future. Yeah, and what the Eagles decide to do now the rest of the season. They're going to miss him. We'll get more in the 11 o'clock hour into the loss of Brandon Graham, what it means for this team. Are there any options out there to replace him? And I want your phone calls on the victory, Saquon Barkley's MVP candidacy, and if you're ready to go eastbound and down with us. On the other side, we have to officially lay a take of mine to rest. There's no denying it anymore. I wanted to hold out until they won their 12th game, but it's when you flatline, you flatline. And last night, the take flatlined. It died.
Yeah, that dog.
It's over. No, the dog's not doing anything anymore. It's done. That's next. 215-592-9494. And I'll even unveil the will I have for my takes moving forward. On Sports Radio 94 WIP, cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Let's go with an under on the game, over rushing yards for J.K. Dobbins, and an under passing yards for Lamar Jackson. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
I could talk about the great job of the offensive line, but how much easier is it for the offensive line when you have a running back like Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, I mean, he's a truly dynamic player. I mean, you've had multiple weeks to see that. And, you know, we stay consistent with the run. You know, had some stops early, but eventually those creases hit. Huge plays. You know, we controlled the clock there in the second half. Defense played a really good job against Stafford. You know, great receiving core. And really, you know, the Rams have a good D-line, man. But, you know, good execution by everybody. Glad to have him on my team, you know, after all these years.
And so is everyone in Philadelphia. What a night for Saquon. Lane Johnson put into perspective there. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard as we react to the win. Saquon Barkley, not just having a night, but having a career night for him, one of the greatest nights in Eagles history, and one that now shoots him right up the MVP conversation. Hugh, 3 weeks ago, Saquon was 150-1. On FanDuel to be the NFL MVP this year. We wake up this morning, he's plus 650. The only guys ahead of him right now are Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. That's it. Right now, Saquon is the third shortest odds to win the MVP. And you know what? He would make sense. He's played at that level. And last night was just like an exclamation point on the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, last night was one of those games where people look at it and they'd be like, wow. Like, you've probably heard people talk about Saquon Barkley's contribution to the Eagles. And, you know, whatever region you live in, you might not be able to see a whole lot of Eagles game. Last night, you saw it. It was on full display. And he acted a whole donkey last night.
Well, it's the home runs. I mean, he ended the game with the run that put him over the top for his career high. But I thought the game was won on the 70-yarder to start the second half. They had Melissa Stark's her name, but she was interviewing McVay after halftime. And I think his last words here, we need a stop here. He wanted a stop on the first drive and then get the football back and have the Rams obviously score the first play of the second half. It's a 70-yard touchdown, and the game was basically over at that point. I mean, I know it was a little more back and forth, but when the Eagles got up two scores, I was like, oh, they're going to pull away now. That's it. They got this thing. What a night for Saquon, the defense. Jalen Hurts played really well. Unfortunately, BG got hurt. We'll talk more about that. And now the Eagles without him. But it's a great night. We'll get to the Merrill montage in a few minutes. First, though, phone lines. Chuck is up first on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, between the three of you guys, and the three are very cerebral. Help me out here.
Cerebral.
Because they buried the freaking Giants for taking this kid number two. Refresh my memory. What great quarterbacks did they pass over? Maybe they did pass over.
Oh, they did. Yeah, that was Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson were in that draft.
No, I'm talking about the Giants when they drafted Barkley.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. The year that Barkley was drafted two, Josh Allen went 6 or 7, and Lamar went 32 or 31,
yeah,
whatever it was.
They got a quarterback.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. The Bills quarterback.
Oh. Okay, all right, you got me. All right, let me say this to you. He'd be tough to pass off, but all right, I'll buy that because they were brutalized and depressed. They really were.
Well, but I mean, I think there's two parts to it. Is he a great player? Yes. Should a team that doesn't have a quarterback take a running back? It's a separate thing. But, Chuck, it all led to him here. So, like, I'm glad they took him.
I am, too. But listen, you know, when you're sitting and you watch this, it's a shame that game was on so late at night because I'm sure a lot of people didn't get a chance to see it. Because coming out at the half, the first play when he runs that, how he ran that play for a touchdown, it was just something to behold. And I mean that. You're going to remember this game for a while. It was just a great, great game to watch.
And it might be the one, Chuck, and Chuck, good phone call. We appreciate it. It might be the one where it kind of hit everyone that, hey, where's the weakness, right? Like, last night I didn't see one weakness on the Eagles. You know, we've discussed a lot the passing game, but I thought Jalen played well last night, Hugh. He didn't have Devontae. We know they didn't ask him to throw it 30 times, right, because they were running it so much. But, Hugh, I thought Jalen played really well last night in what he was asked to do. And then, I don't know, there were probably 6 or 7 times he was pressured, and he got away all but one time and made positive plays out of it.
Yeah, I think Jalen, to me, last night, he looked comfortable. He looked comfortable with what they were asking him to do. Now, there was a few plays where you're looking at, you were wondering what Kellen Moore was trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
No question about that. But Jalen did everything that I needed him to do. My biggest concern last night going into this game, and I stressed it on the show yesterday, Joe, was I felt like there were going to be times where Jalen held the ball too long and allowed that pass rush to get there. Now, he held the ball for a little bit of time, but it didn't. It wasn't detrimental to it.
When he ran and picked up positive yards in those plays.
Yeah. So, that was a positive. They looked dominant last night. You know, and that says a lot when you talk about the way that damn defense. Boy, last night, thinking about N'Kobe Dean on that blitz.
Woo!
Where he destroyed that running back.
Oh, my goodness. He just knocked him right over.
Yeah, he destroyed that running back, man. I had to send a young buck a pound this morning. You know, the fist emoji, just to say, you know, like, damn. I mean, he's out there balling. And it's one of those things that when you look at it, confidence is a hell of a motivator. When you're out there as a defense and you know what you're doing, it makes your job so much easier. Zach Bond last night played his ass off in the cover game. Mm. In the cover game. You know, so it's – this defense is playing well. That's what I said last night. And I'm not just talking because it's the Eagles. They look complete.
They did.
They look complete. And I know he didn't show up in the stat sheets a whole lot, but Jalen Carter's a problem.
Oh, well, they're double-teaming him like 80% of his snaps. He's still making an impact, even though that's happened. They do look complete. They looked excellent last night. They've outgained in the last seven games their opponents by like 1,200 yards. Like these games aren't even close. The only games that got kind of close were they screwed up, right? Jake Elliott missed a bunch of field goals. Sirianni's going for two every other time. Like, the only games that have been close have been because of weird circumstances. Otherwise, they've just dominated teams for seven straight weeks here. Chuck from Mount Airy is up. Hey, Chuck. Chuck?
Moment too big for Chuck.
Chuck, the moment's never too big for Chuck.
This is very surprising.
It is surprising. Chuck goes back on hold. The moment is not too big for Black Gritty. He's up on WIP. Black Gritty!
So, guys, before I even get started, I appreciate you, Gilio, for taking account and apologizing and being a man that stands up for his convictions, because most people over there don't do that. I remember somebody over there at radio station, sure, after you come, Jaden Daniels this and Jaden Daniels that, 5 years this and 5 years that. But I need you to do me one favor. You need to go into the kitchen that's right across from where you sit during the next break and throw salt over your shoulder. Because I remember when you said about the Phillies, the greatest thing you've ever seen gives me cause to pause. I believe it. But please go throw salt over your shoulder. And you, make sure he does it. Please watch this man throw salt over your shoulder.
You know what? Shut up. You know what? I'll do it in the studio. And then, you know, if Ike is mad there's salt by his seat, we'll blame you, okay?
Thank you, sir. Please and thank you. Now let me get down to it. Saturday, you get on that bussin'. I tell you what. Saquon might be towing that bus down there. If we break down, we know we got a horse to carry us, bro. That man's got all the cylinders in. And A.J. Brown, I mean, they double-teamed and triple-teamed him. He was still out there juking and moving. It's just so impressive to watch somebody's will get withered away. I mean, my goodness gracious. It's just, you can go out there and hit your head against the wall. The call earlier said nobody was up to watch it. I know who was watching it. The entire NFL was watching it. Every single player was sitting there watching the Eagles dominate. You know why I felt so good? Because it was like I was watching Madden. They kept throwing up all these graphics and numbers, and I'm like, is this my life? Is this real? Did I just let my kid play all rookie on Madden? Because how do you get these numbers? Especially in the second half, which just shows, again, you are wearing people out. It felt so good. And Quinn Young gave up a late touchdown. Those refs sucked. They tried to give him touchdowns and points every chance they got. And the Eagles still got the job done convincingly. Last night was the happiest I've been in a very, very long time watching football. Guys, it's so good.
It is. Black Gritty, it's great.
You doing, crying?
What?
I'm thinking I don't want to get on this.
Oh, you have no choice, buddy.
Black Gritty making it weird.
We're going to drag you on this bus.
Oh, you're on this bus. You're sitting front seat.
I'm only one thing, and we doing it, guys. Tell your brother. Get it going. Let me calm down real quick. Also, since Joe Gilio was being an adult, I will say you've been doing a very good job, Nick, since you went crazy, and you haven't gotten in the way, and I appreciate your service. You guys have a great day and a great week. Go, man!
You too, Black
Gritty.
I like
how you said, since you went crazy.
So they're 7-0 with a point differential over 100 since Sirianni shaved his head. I mean,
yeah, it did. He had a moment.
And the team's had plenty of moments since.
You know what's funny? And this is a week-to-week thing, and next week it might change, but this week, I think he does deserve an extension.
Oh, now you're ready to do it?
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Wow, it took one win over the Rams for you to flip to extension.
That was a convincing win. See, because here's the thing for an ex-player.
Mm-hmm.
Is you see there's so much going on in that game that you that is going on that most people don't see. I saw a physical confrontation last night. That game, but man, listen. My shoulders was hurting this morning.
Just when watching I woke that up
from watching it. Because I'm like, ooh.
I mean, some of the blocks, there was one where Dickerson took a linebacker and must have shoved him five yards and then dropped him.
You don't understand, because at the beginning of the game, the Eagles were the bullies. They were the aggressors. That Rams defensive line, they answered the bell. And they were swapping blows, like they say in NASCAR, swapping paint. They were swapping paint last night. And hats off, they're going to be okay. Once they figure out all the other stuff they get going, they get some secondary help or whatever.
Sure.
Good thing they weren't all right last night. But
we were
respect,
better, yeah.
Yes. That young defensive line that they got,
That makes what the Eagles were able to do even better.
Man,
I mean, they
real.
Ran for 300 on that
yes,
group. They've
they
got
did.
Real players up there. Let's hear how it sounded last night on WIP. The Merrill montage as the Eagles go and win 37-20 in L.A.
If the Eagles are going to have the best conference record and number one seed, this game against the Rams is a big game.
Hurts back to Barkley, and Barkley just drags people with him. Back to Barkley again. Barkley takes it to the outside. He's at the 35 and steps out of bounds at the 30. I don't know how he regained his balance. He looked like he was about to hit the ground. He was like at a 90-degree angle. Hurts. This time, gives off to Barkley, who tries to sweep, comes across the 30, carries people down with him. Boy, is he tough. Hurts. He's looking. He is firing. And it is caught for a touchdown! A.J. Brown! Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush. He's hit! They've got him!
BT.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham. He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
We have reached the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 13-7. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
He was shot out of a cannon.
He fires. He completes it, and running is Barkley down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15.
He's a hell of a player. He's the best in the league. He's the best at what he does.
It goes to Gainwell. He wiggles to the 5. He's into the touchdown. He's in for the touchdown.
You're not going to lose a lot with Kenny G.
Stafford hands off inside and getting trapped and dropped and thrown back this time is Williams.
Brandon Graham once again, Merrill. He is the first guy there. He's the disruptor. It's BG getting into the Rams' backfield once again.
Back goes Stafford. Here comes the rush. They've got him again! There is Milton Williams.
Yeah, this offensive line cannot block the Eagles' bigs up front.
He gets it to Barkley, who cuts outside.
Uh-oh.
He's at the 40, the 50, the 40. He's going to go again. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards.
How good is that guy?
That is an all-time Eagles record. Breaking the record of Shady McCoy. He is breaking it. He buried it. Oh, my goodness. And the final score, the Eagles 37, the Rams 20.
There's some awesome Merrill calls. Merrill was pumped last night.
You know what I just thought about?
What's that?
Saquon Barkley has went into the Eagles Hall of Fame in one season.
Do you know where else he might have gone in one season? He might have jumped from talented to Canton. Like his career is back in that. When he was drafted, that was the idea, right? You draft running back that high, he could be that great. And he had a great rookie year. After this year, if he breaks the NFL rushing record and they win a Super Bowl, he's going to Canton.
If he wins an MVP as a running back in the year 2024, like,
well,
has there
ever been a running back in the NFL that won the MVP that didn't end up in Canton? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Peterson will be a Hall of Famer, Right? Obviously, Barry Sanders Hall of Famer, Marshall Faulk Hall of Famer.
Well, Sean Alexander, probably not.
Alexander. Okay, we got one. I agree with you. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Pull that back a little bit. Hall of Fame. Wow. Eagles Hall of Fame. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not a Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, that's
you
a lot.
Are you trying to take the baton
as the Saquon hater on the show?
Amazing how I've become a hater.
No, I never hated on him.
Just sit up here.
Nah, I bet you guys hate him.
No. Hold on.
Sit up here and put the man in the Hall of Fame.
You hate Saquon, Hugh. Just admit
it. I tell you, we talking about the
he didn't bury one
bad take and then picked up and resurrected another one.
Let me try to teach you about the impact of a great running back.
You about to teach me about the Oh, Lord.
I've been trying to tell you for months.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
This guy is a difference maker. Are you watching these games? My goodness.
Yes, I am.
All right,
yes,
Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Kyle, Joe, and the crew. What's going on?
Bruce, what's up?
Man, I don't know what's not up. Look, I'm just going to start off with this real quick before I get into the game. Joe, man, I am disappointed in you.
What did I do?
Just like I get on Hugh, man, I listened to the pregame show yesterday when you went plant-based on the freaking Eagles. Man,
I did. I was wrong.
Whoa. Really?
I picked the Rams.
He picked the Rams, so you got to come up with an additional apology about that.
I'm not gonna apologize for a prediction. Who cares?
The way he felt the game was going to go was kind of warranted. We didn't know what Jalen was going to do, but Jalen balled out.
Well, the concern was with Devontae not being in the lineup.
Well, sure, of course, yeah.
But that was legit. But I kept telling y'all, I said that during last week. I said, number one, the intangible is going to be a home away from home game. The other two things that they were going to dominate in was the running game and the defense. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. This is, again, the Eagles are almost like a version of a Baltimore Ravens Y2K 2.0. This is what we're looking at, and you could just see it yesterday. Now I tell you, you know, the secondary. I'm just so, these guys are so awesome, and it's just unbelievable how they play. But look, I wanted to just throw this at you all too,
mm-hmm.
and I'm noticing something, right? If you look at the plays that the Eagles in the first half, right, and it's almost like a pattern, and I think one of the reasons why they don't score and they're not as dominant on the ground in the first half is that they don't show their hand. If you look in the second half go back and look at a couple of the games, they change up their blocking schemes and they doing more wham blocks with the tight ends. And trap blockers, they get more exotic in the second half to unleash Barkley, whereas in the first half, they're using him more in a conventional fashion and getting more of the passing game, to utilize the passing game. But check that out. I'm telling you, that's the way they have been used. That's the way they have been they've been so successful in the second halves of the game on the ground. But check it out and tell me what you think.
Well,
about
Bruce,
that.
We will. And what's incredible last night, Hugh, is it seemed like the Rams. Good call, Bruce. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I've been up and down all your predicted games. I was wrong. I mean, the Eagles have been they've been better than I thought they were the whole time. And I might just not pick against them the rest of the year. I mean, what's the difference? They have shown now that when they play their game, no one could beat them. But there was one thing last night, Hugh, they highlighted on the broadcast. The Rams tried to go to that 5-man front, and it didn't matter. It almost feels like no matter what defenses throw at them, they can run on anybody.
Yeah, it just feels like nobody has an answer for Saquon Barkley at this point.
And the offensive line.
And you know what? This reminds me of old school running back 1-on-1 is where, you know, the running game doesn't really pay a whole lot of dividends in the first half.
But then
the second half, woo, man, that's old school football right there. And it's working out to the Eagles' favor big time.
The other thing that struck me last night, and we'll get to all your phone calls, 215-592-9494, they just have more good players than almost every team. And you know, as I look at the rest of the NFL, the only other team I think you could say like has that many great players probably would be Kansas City, Detroit. I don't think Buffalo has as many as these other teams. They're just really good. But like, just line it up. And this is a Howie Roseman thing. I mean, look, Sirianni deserves credit for how he's coached them. But boy, they have a lot of great football players. And I'll give Elliott credit for this. He said on the pregame as he made his prediction last night, he said it was kind of a weird game, tough spot out there. They're a pretty good team. But he said the Eagles just have more star players, and star players make star plays. And that's what last night felt like. Like, A.J. Brown made some star plays. Saquon Barkley made, like, 10 star plays. They have star offensive linemen. They have stars on now young guys on the defense. Dude, they just have so many good players.
Yeah, they do. And they're playing with a lot of confidence. I think it's understated about how much confidence these guys are playing with. It's unfortunate that BG got hurt, man, because last night, I'm not going to lie, I was a little jealous the way that he was out there balling.
He was so good, too.
Out there at 36 years old, turning the corner the way that he was turning it and blowing quarterbacks up the way that he was, man. It was great to see the guy go out there like that, man. It was just unfortunate that the outcome was, I think it was on a chip block where he tore his triceps. The rehab for that, man, is tough because it's like, what, you got to have the surgery. Then it's like 6 to 8 weeks, I think. No, it's probably longer than that, where you just have to keep your arm in a certain spot just so that it can heal. And then the rehab, you know, you just got to strengthen that arm back up. But it's going to be interesting to see what BG decides to do.
Yeah, his future. Yeah, and what the Eagles decide to do now the rest of the season. They're going to miss him. We'll get more in the 11 o'clock hour into the loss of Brandon Graham, what it means for this team. Are there any options out there to replace him? And I want your phone calls on the victory, Saquon Barkley's MVP candidacy, and if you're ready to go eastbound and down with us. On the other side, we have to officially lay a take of mine to rest. There's no denying it anymore. I wanted to hold out until they won their 12th game, but it's when you flatline, you flatline. And last night, the take flatlined. It died.
Yeah, that dog.
It's over. No, the dog's not doing anything anymore. It's done. That's next. 215-592-9494. And I'll even unveil the will I have for my takes moving forward. On Sports Radio 94 WIP, cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Let's go with an under on the game, over rushing yards for J.K. Dobbins, and an under passing yards for Lamar Jackson. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.